Thank you for joining me, Astra, this Saturday, September 13 to 14, for Talking About You with Astra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance companies, employers, short and long-term disability insurance, personal injury claims, and much, much more. Today in the United States, many citizens face more obstacles than in the last two generations. Poverty levels affect more people than ever. Current generations wonder whether Social Security retirement will even be there for them, and that's if they can find employment which pays a livable wage throughout their lifetime. The stress level has increased tremendously, in my opinion, due to greed. Greed is the reason for wage stagnation and insurance claim denials, from my perspective. On top of these worries, some will have to add injury from a car accident. Well, don't have a heavy heart. This will not be the only American generation to go through the fire. Many citizens have the determination that never quits. A determined mind can accomplish much. Not letting go of desired result is important when faced with adversity or discouragement. Learn to work through the circumstances with the right perspective, saving time and energy, which could be used for further tasks. Also, having the discipline necessary for the best outcome helps to align with personal objectives and abilities to focus on the task at hand. This begins with a level of determination which never quits. The development of inner courage and strength to go through the fire and getting to the other side means successfully navigating the troubles of a car accident. Making it through such turmoil sets a new standard and knowledge for moving through life's struggles. Today, let's talk about a determination that never quits and moves you through troubles of being involved in a car accident. Today we'll spend our time talking about accepting the good with the bad, oppression versus determination, using the lesson of determination to transfer hardships, do not be fooled by unscrupulous behavior of others, and determination that never quits. Place your comments or questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. No one gets through life without their share of good with the bad experiences. Whatever your mix will become, realize there will always be opportunities to shape your world. For example, what can you do with the tragedies that take place in life? You can reflect upon them from a perspective of learning. How have they changed your life? Can you relate more to those people who have lived through the same predicaments? Are there ways in the future to avoid reliving such situations? Can you help others prevent themselves from being in the same circumstances? What good can you take away from it? All these questions, plus more that you could add to the list, will help to discover what can be done with the information now held. And guess what? You can also ask the same questions for the good things that happen in life. They apply in the same way. From my perspective, it is about learning, giving, and receiving. This is what our journey holds for each of us. What we do and what we choose to do with it is really up to us. Perhaps placing the good and the bad in a category of experiencing life perhaps helps them in terms of a better perspective. The shaping of each circumstance tests what we hold inside and out, and therefore developing our context of character in ways that we may not have necessarily imagined. The shock of a car accident brings a range of emotions depending on the level of damage and injury. Whatever place a collision has brought you to, recognize it is only a single moment in your journey. Stay determined to keep moving forward, making the decisions to take the information gained and allow it to create a better person for the future. I'd like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and Michael Lee 75. Let's meet back here next Saturday at the same time, same place, no matter what you are going through. Keep your head up and never give up. And also today, keep a determination that will never quit.